Yeshaya Perichov Kimel Pasuk Alf Leilui Nishmas Avi Mori Pesel Tov Ben Avram Nata Masa Tzar. Now the harsh prophecy concerning Tyre Tzar, the last of the 11 prakim of Yeshaya that talk about international geopolitics and the destruction of all of these countries. Now we talk about our immediate neighbor to the north, Tsar, Tyre, which was part of the Phoenician Empire. It was a port city on the eastern Mediterranean, on the coast, and a huge center of commerce in the ancient world, and that's going to be part of the discussion in the prophecy that Yeshaya is going to utter against them of their destruction. Tsar, at times, had a tremendously positive relation with Eretz Yisrael, as with David HaMelech, and particularly Shlomo HaMelech, where they sent cedars and craftsmen to help build the royal palace and the Beis HaMikdash. But there were other times when it was very negative. They plundered Jewish property, they kidnapped Jewish children and sold them into slavery. So Tsar is going to be deserving of destruction as well, along with all the other nations that were enemies of the Jewish people. Rabbi Hirsch says, their greed knew no limits. Slave trade was an important source of income and extended even to prisoners taken by allied nations who were then sold into slavery. And we're going to see that in our parak, there is going to be discussion of Tsar in the context of Zona and Esnan, a harlot, a wanton, not a wanton as in Chinese food, but a wanton woman, as a metaphor for the greed and money-hungry nature of relationships that Tsar forged with other countries, and their money that they got is going to be called Esnan, from the famous Pasuk, Esnan Zona, which cannot be used for holy purposes. So Masa Tsar, Hey Lilu Anios Tarshish, whale, Yelila, Yululate, all of you ships of Tarshish. Tarshish, a very far away trading partner of Tsar, some say Ethiopia, parts of Africa, very far away. Frequently cited in the Nach as an example of a faraway rich nation. Rich nation sometimes riches in terms of its resources, not necessarily its own government. So whale you ships of Tarshish that docked in Tsar all the time. Kishudad mibayis mibo, because it has been pillaged from within, from coming. Meretz Kitim nigla lomo, from the land of the Kitim he appeared to them. So Tsar's houses have been destroyed. Kishudad mibayis mibo. Another translation of that is that the houses have been destroyed, pillaged from within, from coming. Has to do with their own property being destroyed, partially because of treachery against the Jewish people with whom they had been allies, and then they betray us. Sancheriv is going to come and knock down all of the houses in Tsar as well. The ships crossing at sea from Tarshish would see the huge tall houses of Tsar as a landmark, the Mepharshim tell us. And now, from land of Kitim, you could see them even from Cyprus, but now that the houses have been knocked down, you can't see them at all. Beis domu yoshvei, be silent, dwellers of the island. So Chert Sidon, the merchants of Sidon, the trade partners of Tsar, over yom miluch, the seafarers, have replenished you. They are going, the envy and greed of surrounding nations has been aroused by the tremendous prosperity of Tsar, which didn't hesitate to kind of parade it about publicly. So Tsidon had always filled Tsar's warehouses with goods, the seafarers replenishing the storage of Tsar as this huge trading partner in the Middle East. Gimel, uvemayim rabim zera shichar, and on great waters, the seed of shichar, kitzir ya'ar tevua sa, the harvest of the Nile was her tevua, meaning her revenue, the trade that was done back and forth by Tsar was tremendously profitable. Over yom, I'm sorry, vatihi sechir goyim, and it was, Tsar became the market of the nations, the trading center of all of the surrounding nations. But now, Dalad Boshi Tzidon, be ashamed, Tzidon. Ki Omar Yom, Ma'oz hayom lemor, because the sea said, the stronghold of the sea, saying, a double lashon for poetic purposes, lo chalti velo yolarti velo gidalti bachurim. I have not travailed in labor, I have not given birth, I have not reared young men, romanti besulos, I have not raised virgins, young women. So the children, the young men and women are being mourned over once they are killed, as if they have never been born. It's like I never had kids because of the death and destruction of the kids. Hey, kasher shema lemitzrayim, like the report concerning Egypt being destroyed by Sancheriv, or like the report of Egypt when, as Rashi says, she'evesi aleihem esar makos, God is speaking, I brought 10 plagues on Egypt, and the huge shema got out to the rest of the world, yachilu kishema tsar. They will also quake at the report of tsar. Ivru Tarshisha pasuk vav. Proceed to Tarshish. Hey lilu yoshvei. Wail, all of you dwellers of the island. So anybody who was connected in any way to Phoenicia, anybody who, where the Nile overflowed its banks and brought produce to Phoenicia, the smugness and haughtiness of Phoenicia, now they have to be ashamed that the sea, which was the source of its wealth and power, doesn't praise it and doesn't remember it and just ignores it now. So the great sea that they bragged about now ignores its existence. And your ships go to Tarshish where you have come, but here on the banks of Tsar there is no more trade. And so the dwellers of Tarshish can wail over that and over being cut off from their great trading partner.